Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav 3:6, and this Mishnah wants to answer the question, what happens if a person who's been appointed to be a custodian notices that the food supply, let's call it grain, that he's been entrusted to keep safe, let's say in his garage, is beginning to molder. It's going it's getting moldy, it's getting lost to wind, the mice are eating it, and so on. So should he step in and essentially sell the grain to get cash, which won't lose further value, or should he leave it be? So that's a machlokas. We'll see in a moment. But the machlokas, really, before it goes to the Mishnah, understand that there's a certain rate of decay which is expected. Okay? It's like somewhere between, 2.5% and 10% per year should be eaten by mice and the like. We'll see in subsequent Mishnahs, the details of that. But the point is, our Mishnah is assuming that it's within the scope of regular loss. So, several percentage a year is getting lost. So what should he do? So it says the Mishnah, Hamafke peros etzel chavero. If a person deposits his foodstuffs, like grain, with his friend, afilahin avudin, even if the friend sees that there's some decay going on or some loss to mice and the like, still lo yiga behen, the shomer who was appointed should not touch the foodstuffs that he's been entrusted with, because even though it's true he's losing some value, there's a principle that a person would rather have his own produce that he labored over than to get just cash to buy someone else's. The exact expression is worth noting. It's quite a famous expression in Chazal, which is "Rotza adam bakav shalo." A person would rather have one of his own. Yoser metisha kabin shel chavero, rather than nine of someone else's. Now, that is a guzma, meaning it's an exaggeration. A person wouldn't be prepared to lose, 90% of the value of his stuff. But be that as it may, in general, a person would prefer less of his own than more of someone else's. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, he disagrees, and he says, Mochen b'fnei bezdin. He says, no, once you see that a notable percentage of the stuff that you've been entrusted to be shomer over is being destroyed, going to waste, so then the proper thing to do is to take it and sell it to a third party, do it in front of a bezdin, meaning that to ensure that a fair price is given. You can't buy yourself, the shomer can't buy it himself. It has to be sold to a third party, arm's length transaction, at a fair price, and then whatever the proceeds are, that will go to the mafke, the person who deposited the food for safekeeping, because that's better than losing further their value, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Mipnei shehu kameshiv aveda labailam, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel. There's a mitzvah from the Torah called hashavas aveda, returning a person's lost object, and within that mitzvah is included preventing one's fellow's property from going to waste or getting lost. So, for example, if you're supposed to watch over the grain, the right thing to do if it's getting lost to mice is to sell it, to salvage whatever value you can. Now, the Chachamim agree that if the amount of decay or devaluation or, loss to the mice is more than would be expected, so then the first thing he should do is pick up the phone and call the mafkid and say, listen, the rats are eating your stuff faster than you'd expect. You've lost already, 10% of it. What should I do? But if the mafkid, the depositor, is not available, meaning he's not around town. Of course, there were no phones at the time of the Mishnah. So then what should the nifka, the shomer, do? So if the decay is more than would be expected, then even the chacham agree that the proper thing to do is then to sell it, to salvage whatever value can be salvaged. And that would be the halacha. So meaning the halacha l'maisa is one should not touch the stuff which he was entrusted to be shomer over, even if it's losing value, because of this principle of rotz adam b'kav shlo yoser metisha kav shel chavero. But if the rate of decay is more than he would expect, meaning the depositor would expect it to be, then he indeed should sell it in a third party, in a arm's length transaction to a third party in front of a bezdin to salvage whatever value he can.